News Talk 1620 WTAW. In 2 weeks, the Bryan City Council will take action on a six-figure consultant's contract that could lead to annexation on the city's west and north sides. Earlier this week, there was no opposition to hiring a consultant to study annexation in and around the Rellis campus. The staff presentation was made by the city's planning manager, Martin Zimmerman.
There's obviously conceivably three options on how the city could do this. There's the exempt annexation that allows a city to annex as many tracts as it wants, subject to some size limitations, so much as there's no more than 99 residences on this land that would be annexed. Then there is an annexation plan process. It's a three-year process. And, of course, then there would be an option to do a combination of the two.
Zimmerman also brought up new annexation laws passed by the legislature last year.
One of the things that you need to know, the 85th legislature, there was a lot of talk about annexation, as there is typically during a legislative session. There was Senate Bill 6, which was passed on August the 15th, and that became effective on December the 1st. It wasn't really clear to really anybody what would come of Senate Bill 6 and what would be the effect on the city of Bryan's ability to annex in the future, as it involved significant changes to Chapter 43 of the Local Government Code, which is the code that prescribes how cities can go about annexing in Texas. We've looked at the bill, or the law now, and we believe it should have a minimal effect on our abilities to unilaterally annex. This would be different only if there was a procedure invoked that would reclassify Brazos County from a Tier 1 to a Tier 2 county. This would, at that point, would put in place more onerous requirements from a city standpoint, as it would require landowner or voter approval for any city-initiated annexation.
Here's more from Martin Zimmerman about details of the proposed consultant's contract.
On August the 11th of last year, we released a request for qualifications. We did not receive any responses from any firms to that RFQ. We released a slightly modified RFQ back in November after soliciting some feedback from potential vendors. Ken and Keith's Collaborative, or KKC, out of Sugarland was the only firm that responded to the RFQ, and we have since then negotiated a scope of services with them for a fee not to exceed $115,000. That money for this contract was specifically budgeted in the development services FY18 budget, so the funds would come out of that budget. And again, the contract is scheduled for your consideration in 2 weeks. Just want to briefly kind of give you an overview of what the consultants would do. Basically, what we had asked for, that there be four major components to the plan, four roles that we need when we look at annexation. One, of course, would be the land use planning role, which KKC would do. We have the support of Randall Law Office out of Houston for the legal advice. Tischler Buys out of Maryland will fulfill the economic impact analysis role, which we think is a very key factor in going out and really goes to answering the questions that the council had as to what is this going to cost us, what are our obligations going to be, and really a key component in this study. And then we have Kimley Horn and Associates, a part of the consultant team that Ken and Keith put together, and they will do the civil engineering that's required, kind of giving us an overview of the facilities that are in the area that we would be required to maintain in the future. The consultants will have some stakeholder meetings to get some input from key agencies that we've listed here. We have also talked about, and part of the contract is sort of an initial informal workshop that involves the City Council and the Planning and Zoning Commission to kind of get your feedback and the Planning and Zoning Commission's feedback on thoughts on the area. We certainly also have our comprehensive plan that somewhat speaks to growth in this particular area, but the consultant felt like it would be a good idea to get some stakeholder and council feedback here very early on. The contract calls for a final study report within 21 weeks If you execute the contract in 2 weeks, then that would be about mid-June that we would have a final report from the consultant. They will provide at least three feasibility and strategy options with at least the things that you see here itemized. You know, we have detailed maps, engineers' reports, future development scenarios for each suggestion, fiscal impact reports, and last but not least, a timeline for each of these areas to be potentially annexed. Again, all areas around the Relles campus. These are just three scenarios that we can expect from the consultants. We recommend that you award this contract to Candy Keast because we will get those three different studies or three different options with a sound justification. The final report will include a fiscal impact analysis, and the way we have structured the contract is that any information gathered in this effort could be used to then actually do an annexation should the council decide to proceed in that direction. So as part of a unilateral annexation, let's say that requires a three-year plan, we'll be looking at all of those components in there, and we will already have that information should the council decide to proceed with any annexation effort in the Relles campus area. I did want to point out, and I mentioned this just a few minutes ago, that the comprehensive plan of Blueprint 2040 actually suggested that the Relles campus area be one of the first that we look at for a potential annexation over the next five-year period, which there were other areas, of course, that the comprehensive plan also suggested, and I was just going to leave that there, but remind everybody that, you know, awarding this contract and moving this direction really fulfills one of the implementation items out of our comprehensive plan.
Zimmerman also asked about having the consultant consider annexing land to the south of Relles, where Blinn College once considered a new campus at Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, land that's referred to as Area 2.
That Area Number 2 looks like it's going to take care of itself because there's people asking for to be annexed now. Right
there. We've had some requests here and there, yes.
Which area?
Number 2 with two. The west area plan. How long is it going to take us to get this done? Because, you know, they're building like it's going out of style out there, and we probably need to stay up with them in terms of annexing it because that's going to be a very valuable area once it's all built out at Relles. So.
Now, we made it clear in our negotiations, and we had hoped for a final report within the 14-week time frame.
June.
But which would have, instead of June, would have brought us maybe into late April or so. But there was some concern on behalf of the consultant team that once they start developing the different scenarios and to do the fiscal impact analysis in a manner and the development scenarios in a manner that is comprehensive, they had asked for a somewhat more extended time frame. Now, I think a 100-tract annexation, or which really should be a 100-dwelling annexation, could be done in as few as perhaps 4 months.
After they give their report.
Let's say if you get a final report in June, you know, within 4 months or so, and you then decide you want to proceed with some sort of annexation, and if that can be done, if the recommendation would be to do that under the 100-tract exemption, we could complete that just like currently we do when we have owner-requested annexations. We basically follow that same timeline. That takes about 4 months.
Mark, would there be any reason to look at the area number 2 for services to be provided for area number 1? Would there be any?
I think that, and this is my personal bias, but I think as part of the conversations with the consultant team and really this whole conversation about the Highway 47 corridor and Relles campus, that will undoubtedly come up. And you know, the good news is, too, that as part of your comp plan, we also, if you remember, we did a small area plan for what was going to be the Blinn campus. And so there's already a development scenario basically on the books for that area. So I'm, you know, all that information has been shared with the consultants. And I think that, you know, looking at this, we'll be looking for their feedback really on developing on the whole west side right there. Or potentially annexing more than, you know, Again, I don't want to jump to conclusions.
Get ahead.
I don't.
Yeah, I get
but
it.
I think that definitely Area 2 will be something that will be looked at as part of
the process.
It just
looks like a missing puzzle piece right now. Mm-hmm.
Each annexation option will be accompanied by at least the following that detailed map. So their study could include number 2 area?
I think so.
Okay. If they think
that that's, you know, in their professional opinion, if they think that any part or all of Area 2 that you saw on the other slide should be included in here, then they would do that.
So that there could be a significant difference between the area in Map 1, Map 2, and Map 3.
Certainly. I mean, with your guidance and the feedback that they'll be gathering as part of this process, they will then, come back with their recommendation.
And what did you say the total cost of the contract would be?
It's not to exceed about $115,000.
That's a lot of work they'll be doing for that money. Good.
Mayor, one consideration or question I had or thought back in January of last year was that whether or not we annex Relis itself because of the commercial operation out there, will they look at that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good.
A copy of Zimmerman's presentation and his comments are online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.